WRMW 211 Hope. Radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy? WRMW 211 Hope. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy? Hope and family are very busy. Hope's a very busy lady, so I will check in for Hope, Deborah, Sarah, and Betty. 359, moving to the next radio check. I'd also like to check in for WRMY 378 Robin. She was unable to participate this evening. I'd also like to check in for WRKP 710 Wanda. She was unable to participate this evening as well. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRJS 656 Sylvia, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy? WRJS 656 Sylvia, I copy. I read to Karen. Copy that. You're coming in also pretty loud and clear this evening, Sylvia. There's a little bit of static in the background, but that's expected. So we covered the preparedness calendar for the first 3 months. Is there any suggestions or comments that you might have about that information?
Not really. It's just everything. I saw the photos comment on there about picking up the photos, and I think, yeah, when was the last time they did that?
Copy that. Yeah, that makes total sense. And like I said, kind of us going over that is kind of a reminder that maybe it's time to brush up a little bit on some of these suggestions. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Sylvia?
Just very thankful that the weather has cooled off a little bit. And hope everybody's enjoying harvest season. We are losing a few grapes around here this year. And thankful that we have freezers and refrigerators.
Copy that. Yeah, I know a lot of people that have been canning and gardening and getting kids ready for school and all that kind of fun stuff. So a lot of the ladies are really busy right now, but a lot of them are still here with us. So thank you for that, Sylvia. We really appreciate your sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check.
656, thank you, Karen.
Thank you, Sylvia. WQZA 709 Carol, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WQZA 709 Carol, copy loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So we've been talking about different things that we should be doing, preparing for emergency or evacuation. Is there anything that you'd like to, any suggestions that you might have or questions you might have, Carol?
Well, excuse me, I was just thinking about it. We used to collect booklets of matches. And so we have a huge container of matchbooks. And I don't think you can get those anymore. We used to go into different bars, and like in Tahoe and different places, and get them. But I don't know, if you might not be able to get them anymore. But we also have long wooden matchsticks to light barbecues with and whatnot. And I noticed on some of our long matchsticks, the little heads pop off of them, and so I get a booklet of matches out and have to light the long stick to light the barbecue, and that works out really well.
Well, there you go. A lot of innovation there. So what if one thing doesn't work, you figure out how to make the rest of it work anyway. Awesome. Is there anything else, Carol?
Not at this time. Thanks, Karen.
Well, thank you, Carol. Is WQZA 709 Marsha available this evening?
This is Marsha, WQZA 709.
read you loud and clear. Copy that. Did you have any suggestions or comments this evening, Marcia?
Well, not really. I enjoy listening to what we need to do all the time.
Copy that. Yeah, just kind of refreshing. We kind of look back at it and go, oh, yeah, I was going to do that. Whoops, I forgot. So maybe I ought to do that now. Well, thank both of you ladies for sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you both back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRKV 487 Kimber, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. You copy?
This is WRKV 487 Kimber. How do you copy?
Copy. You're coming in loud and clear, Kimber. So we've been talking about the preparedness calendar, and it talked about doing different things in 3 months, but we maybe are reminded of suggestions that we hadn't done yet. Is there any suggestions or comments that you might have, Kimber?
Well, the first is a comment saying I'm glad we're going over this, and I am homeschooling my grandchildren this year, three of them, and so this book is part of our plan and our school plan, so I'm going to be integrating this system into their skills planning as well for life skills, and I thought that would be something very cool to do along with all the other fun stuff we have. A little break. I heard Carol talking about having, you know, something available to light the big matchsticks that break. And also I have another idea there that I saw is cut pieces of fine sandpaper into, like, Band-Aid size shapes so that you can just put it between your fingers and light a match, or you can glue it down or tape it down, and it works very well, too. And just keep some of that in a baggie in with your matches. You can put them in a plastic waterproof container. Always good to have. And so other than that, I'm glad that this is around and helps us keep track of things. Would you like me to talk about Amron?
Yes, please do. And thank you for that suggestion.
You're welcome. As fall rolls around, too, we're talking about garden and different things, too. So many different things on my mind right now, so sorry I'm scattered there. Let's talk about Amron. Amron is a group of people who check in with each other and make sure everybody's all right. We have a check-in list, roll call, and I read an intelligence brief around, you know, local and regional news and worldwide and, you know, a few tidbits here and there. And then we also do our Channel 3 check-ins, and that is all the Channel 3s off the repeater, simplex, person-to-person, and that's MERS 3, FRS, GMRS 3, and whatnot, and we check in there and make sure everybody knows how to do that. Break. So for the greater Grants Pass area, and which includes the Illinois Valley as well, on the NV725 repeater is Sunday night at 7 p.m. The Amaranet is Sunday nights at 7 p.m. for the Grants Pass Cave Junction area. And then for Jackson County, we do on the Elk 675 repeater, which is also part of the OregonGMRS.org system, and that is Monday nights at 8. Jackson County, Monday nights at 8. Thank you, Karen. Back to Net, and good evening to all you wonderful ladies.
Well, thank you very much, Kimber. That's a lot of interesting information there. And I'm sure a lot of the ladies participate, and I'm glad they're welcome to join in. Well, thank you for sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check.
WRKV 487 monitoring.
WROY 384 Diana, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen, you copy?
WROY 384 Diana, I copy.
Copy that. You're coming in loud and clear, a little bit of static, but you're coming in better than we normally hear you. So we've been talking about the preparedness calendar and getting all your resources together. Did you have any suggestions or comments this evening, Diana?
It's always good to get you worry about things.
There you go. Yeah, that makes total sense. I also wanted to bring up, too, you were commenting last time we talked about battery-operated heaters for your home in case your power goes out. And I did look up a few. I didn't have time to research a whole lot of them, but they do make those. Also, there's a heater out there. It's called Little Buddy, and it uses small propane bottles. And so we've had our power go out for a length of time in the wintertime. And so we use the Little Buddy heater with a little propane bottle. And we were worried about fumes, but there are no fumes. And it heated up pretty much the entire house, and it wasn't a very big heater. So if you put it, like, in one room, we did put it inside our bedroom door and about run us out of there. One thing you want to consider, though, is if you think maybe you want to put in a bigger tank, but you can't have the bigger tank in the house, your best bet would maybe to have several smaller propane bottles on hand, and then you can buy a hose that you can refill those small propane bottles. If you do use a bigger propane bottle, you'd have to put it outside and run it through a window, and that's probably not going to do you a lot of good because that would have fumes. So something that you had mentioned last week, so I didn't know if you had done any more research on it, but there are alternatives available out there. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about, Diana?
Yeah, I did find a camping heater at Walmart, so it was electric, and you know, having something rechargeable is good.
Yeah, it would definitely need to be rechargeable, but if you had an extended power outage, you'd have to make sure that you had solar panels or something that you could charge it up with. So I'm not sure about how long those take to charge up and how effective they are to charge up and how long they last, but that's a really good idea. Well, thank you for that information, Diana. We appreciate your sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRPJ 605 Judy, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRPJ 605. This is Judy checking in from O'Brien. Copy you. Pretty loud and pretty clear. It's a little staticky. How do you copy me?
Copy that. You're coming in loud and clear as well. So we've been talking about the preparedness calendar resources for ME, our Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook. And there are several things that we're covering and maybe some good reminders in there. Did you have any suggestions or comments this evening, Judy?
Well, it was good to hear it, the list, to remind us what we need to do. Thank you. And I agree with Kimber, the buddy. Oh, no, you were the one that said it. Anyways, whoever said that about the buddy heater, I've heard great things about it. We do have a wood stove, but if I needed something, I've heard great things about the buddy heater, and I would get one of those. Other than that, I really don't have anything new to add. Would you like me to mention IVARC?
Yes, please do.
Thank you. For anybody that might be coming down to the Illinois Valley Labor Day Festival in Jubilee Park, we will be set up with the communication hub at the park, and we're going to be doing ongoing demonstrations throughout the 3 days, as well as two daily trainings on two-way, two two-way radios, and we'll also have raffles where you can win a radio. And iVARC meets the second Tuesday of the month at Wild River, and we have our nets on Monday at 7 p.m. on 462-600, iVARC's GMRS repeater, megahertz PL141.3. And then we move over to do the Channel 3 project, as Kimber was speaking about, the FRS and the MIRS channels, where we talk radio to radio and find out who can speak to who and who can reach who. It's good to do that beforehand. I have a question. Kimber, I heard you were playing Saturday night at the Labor Day Festival here. Is that true, and what time?
Judy, yeah, Kimber here. I'm playing actually Sunday night at 6 p.m., and I'm hoping you're still there. I'm going to be there to set up around 4 p.m.-ish. I know there's a couple other bands going to play. So Sunday night, 6 p.m., and I do plan on stopping by and seeing you guys if you're still there Sunday at around, 3 or 4-ish.
Well, yeah, we were thinking about, depending on how hot it is, we're going like 10 to 4, and then Monday 10 to 3. But so we'll be there till 4, and then we'll probably zip home and take a break, because we're going to be there since this morning, in the morning, and come see you for sure. That sounds great.
Oh, awesome. I'd love to see your face. That'll be great. The Fork in the Road Band is looking forward to seeing you. Thank you. All right, everybody else, thank you. Back to net, Karen. WRKB 487.
Copy that. So that's this coming weekend. Did you say that was Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, Judy?
Yes, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And Saturday, Sunday, we're supposed to be having the hub open from like 10 to 4. And then Monday, it'll be like 10:30 because we're going to take it down Main Street in the parade, and then we got to bring it back. And then we'll be there till about 3 that day. But looking forward to anybody that is coming down. It's a great opportunity to check in with your radio buddies and go face-to-face and see what people, you know, really look like. Anyways, looking forward to it, and I hope I see some of you. WRPJ 605.
Copy that, Judy. Is there more information on your website in case anybody else has questions about time or you talked about the parade or location or anything like that?
Yes, there's a posting there. It talks about the Labor Day Festival and the parade. And then if anybody has any questions, they can email me from the website or, you know, just pop a question to the email address that's given on the website. Or email me personally, and I'll answer any questions.
And I assume the website is iVARC, is that .org?
Thank you, Karen. Yes, iVARC.org. And our email is iVARC.org@proton.me. Thank you, Karen. And if there's no other further questions, back to Nat.
Copy that. Well, if any of you ladies have any questions, then feel free to speak up, or you can wait until the end of our net or something, and maybe I can get you in touch with Judy if you need to. But like she said, you can go to iVARC.org, and there's information there regarding that. Well, thank you for sharing that and participating in our radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. 487, comment. 487, Kimber, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. I just wanted to tell Judy before she may have cleared from the radio. I'm going to be there Sunday early because I want to participate in that, and I'm going to bring my radios, and I'd be happy to be part of any demonstration or whatever you guys may do. So I will be there Sunday, probably late morning. Thanks, Judy, and thank you, Karen. Back to net, WRKB 487.
Copy that. Well, thank you, ladies. Thank both of you ladies very much. 359, moving to the next radio check. At this time, I'd like to check in for WRPLA 262. She was unable to participate this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRNN 801, Bobby May, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WRNN 801, Bobby May. I copy you loud and clear, and I love all the information.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So did you have any suggestions or comments this evening, Bobby May?
Not at this time. I think most of it's being covered quite nicely.
Well, there you go. We're just kind of refreshing our information and sharing it with all of the rest of the ladies. Well, thank you, Bobby May. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRXR 423 Kristen, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
It's WRXR 423 Kristen, and I read you loud and clear.
Copy that. I read you loud and clear as well. So we've been talking about the preparedness calendar resources in our Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook. Did you have any suggestions or comments this evening about that, Kristen?
Just tell me about the Buddy stove heaters. I've used there's a big Buddy as well that can take two small bottles, one on either side, and we've had really good luck with those. Those are a great heater and a good idea. And you can hook up to a bigger tank with that one, with those too.
Yeah, I think the only thing that I understand is that if you do hook those up to a bigger tank, you have to have the bigger tank outside because the bigger tank has more of a tendency to leak. So I'm not clear about that, but that might be worth looking into. And I know those bigger ones, they heat up a pretty good size area, correct?
Yeah, very, very efficient. They work really well.
Very nice. Well, hopefully we don't have to worry about that, but in case we have to, then at least we are prepared for whatever may come. Well, thank you. Is there anything else you have to share, Kristen?
That's it for now. Everybody have a good evening and still stay cool.
Yeah, there you go. Here we are talking about little buddy heaters, huh? I guess that's going to happen sooner than later because it usually does. Well, anyway, we appreciate your sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check.
487, comment again.
487, Kimber, go ahead.
Yeah, I forgot to talk about big buddies and little buddies while I was talking because I have too many things to talk about. Anyway, we use the Little Buddy and the Big Buddy heaters, and they work great. The Big Buddies can work on a 5-gallon propane tank, and no, you do not need to have it outside. You can still use that successfully in a larger room or a larger house, but definitely keep track of things and have your carbon monoxide detector in there and just, you know, pay attention to what's going on. If you have a Little Buddy inside a tent, you know, that's doable, but not really highly recommended because things can still happen. I mean, they tip over and they automatically turn off, but who's to say, you know, it's up against a tent, you know, and it gets, you know, right up against the tent itself, it could catch fire. So you just got to be cautious, like all things, but Little Buddies work great. Thanks, Dr. Nick.
Copy that. Yeah, like I said, we've used the smaller Little Buddy in the house, and it pretty much heats up a pretty good area, and it also, if you put it like in the bedroom door, it'll run you out of the bedroom. So, well, that makes total sense to me. Thank you, Kimber. Appreciate that. 359, moving to the next radio check. WSGR 413 Anna, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WSGR-413, Anna.
Copy that. You're coming in loud and clear, Anna. So I don't know if you've heard the entire discussion, but we've been talking about resources for preparedness. Is there any suggestions or comments you might have this evening, Anna?